This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, a very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today from Red Pill Expo in Mesquite, Nevada. And all the people that I was looking forward to meeting and seeing, some reunions, it was this guy. I almost feel like I know him. Alan Keyes, Dr. Alan Keyes, former ambassador in the Reagan administration, and I've had some great discussions with him already on his new online TV show, which we'll talk about as well. Alan, again, I've watched you for years, and, you know, I'm a health healing guy, health freedom guy, and I have acknowledged, and you and I had a discussion which will air on your show, which I'm very excited to. Yeah. I can't wait to tell everybody, so you'll have to let me know when it is.
We will.
But I've said that where medicine has gone wrong, because I'm not anti-doctor. You know, some people think you're a homeopath, you hate doctors. No, I don't. I really have compassion for them. They've gone mostly in it for the right reason. I said, where they've gone wrong is they've abandoned spirit as a basis for their practice in helping repair the human frame or whatever it would take. And you speak eloquently on this subject matter on all things, not just doctoring and medicine, but I just think there's such an alignment in what you perceive and how you communicate. I was so excited to be with you today.
Well, I was very excited that we could have a chance to talk, and I was especially excited because your way of understanding the health care crisis, which has diverted people from the real objective of health in our medical sector, is so right, it seems to me, and also reflects the real facts of what's been going on. Because in some ways, the departure from that original conception of healing, which was directed even in pagan times by a sense of the divine purpose, a sense that healing involved one's in, something that was a responsibility to the divine in the gift of human life, to work along with that divine purpose in order to sustain health by whatever means possible, and as people once assumed about the medical sector, to do no wrong. But of course, we now come to a time when, having turned away from the divine basis of health, having turned away from God, to, because in the Christian ethos, that same sense had been the sense of what healing was all about. It was, in fact, a ministry. It was, in fact, something that transcended the material goods that you might obtain from it, and so forth, because it was service to a purpose that went to the very heart of God. That gift he has given us of our life, and that more abundantly, as confirmed in Jesus Christ. So, and people assume that that's still the basis of the medical profession, but unfortunately, as we discussed, they've come under other powers.
And I don't know if it's ironic, but I mean, there are ancient healing modalities on this planet that predate what we now call modern medicine, Ayurvedic medicine from the Asian continent, and even ancient Chinese medicine, not communist medicine, but, you know, well before that, that honor this principle better than those who claim to be Christians and are doctors. And again, I try not to be too hard on the folks, but they have become the third leading cause of death. And I like to speak about our friends that go to church, synagogue, wherever, that they praise the parishioners specifically who are doctors. And I said, fine, but you're missing what they're missing. And the fact that you're praising someone that is engaged in doing harm, I don't mean that they do it on purpose and maliciously for the most part, but the fact is they're...
But it is true that they do it in a context where the medical profession has now come under the authority of a corporate behemoth that is no longer in any sense motivated by that respect for the divine purpose, by that spiritual energy that was once the motivating power for healing. And I think we saw it here in the United States. Doctors were people who were tending to folks who weren't going to be able to turn them into millionaires and build them fancy houses and so forth and so on. But because they were committed to that profession, which allowed them to practice benevolence, and because of their knowledge, to enhance life, to preserve life, to save life, and I think to do so sacrificially, in a way that took the most and greatest reward from the satisfaction of the spirit. And I think that happened on our frontier. That that was part of the medical ethos on which the United States was built, and on which the medical profession in the United States for a long time depended.
Well, the history of, again, healers on the planet, we go back and look broadly, they were never necessarily the wealthiest. You know, they weren't the kings and the queens, but they were always cared for. Because, and interestingly enough, I don't know if you know about some of these stories out of ancient China, where the healers of the village would only be compensated or paid when everybody was well. And I thought, wow, how interesting. What kind of motivation would that be if doctors were only compensated whenever, you know, as opposed to the way it is now, only paid when you're sick? And so the management of disease becomes your profit motive.
Well, see, I think that that's the sad. I used to say during my campaigns that we don't have a health care system. We have a sickness care system. Because a health care system would actually look to understand the healthy body, the body in its best condition.
Yes.
And then be working to understand what derogates from that. You and I were talking about some of those things that are incidental to some of the changes that have occurred in modern times and that are, in fact, creating health challenges because they derogate from the healthy functioning of the body, of the cells, of the parts of the body that are supposed to be the agents for communication of different parts of the body with one another and different aspects of the body with one another. And when you take away that holistic approach, that understanding that this is an organism in which all things work together for good, and in which to some degree there is no waste, even though there are products.
At the end
of the day, you have turned away from the healing aspect, from the wholesome aspect of preservation, which was at the heart of the medical profession. And that's not a critique of individual doctors. It's not even a rejection, because I certainly don't reject it, of modern empirical medicine. But when you step away from that ethos, put yourself under another authority, you run into this situation we have now, where things that are clearly happening in the natural, they no longer see these as a challenge to their scientific curiosity. They no longer have the urge to understand them and to try to figure out how it's happening.
Those
so
who are curious like
it.
That, Alan, are punished and run out of the profession of medicine. It's gotten that bad. Now, is it unreasonable of me to ask that if we are asked to care for, you know, our fellow man, you know, to really be divine, be Christ-like, is it too much to say we should be that way for our own bodies? That we should care for the sacred temple? No, that, and
I think the scripture is clear on that. Because if you are the temple of God in Christ, then you cannot make your body first members of a harlot, he says, So you don't use it for debased purposes. But it's also true that part of the discipline of worship was to care for the temple. To make sure that things were done according to God's best wishes for its state or condition, because that was part of what made a worthy, made it a worthy place for worship and for sacrifice.
We're talking with Dr. Alan Keyes, very special guest here on the Robert Scott Health Show, and I'm so honored to have him on board, just enjoying the company, honestly. I remember, you know, when you're running for president, and of course, you have, obviously, I feel that you're a great orator and a persuader, but, you know, you talk about some things that were not popular, you know, pointing things out in terms of abandonment of Constitution. You even had some disagreements with someone who I respect immensely as well, Ron Paul, right, who is a physician, and you brought up the sort of the charity, that concept that, you know, he would give of himself, even a son has donated time. But we find that the growth of government a godless government. I'm not saying we need an official sanctioned religion in the United States, although it is right now, unfortunately, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. It's been, you know, it's been abandoned. It's like, if you don't want to vaccinate your child because you don't like aborted fetal cells injected into your child, somehow in California, New York, and mostly the liberal states at this point, they're abandoning.
Well you see, that juxtaposition to me of the culture of death, because you're talking about the byproducts of murder, after all.
Right.
Supposed medical science. That's really a kind of abomination.
Yes.
And it's the end result of failing to respect what is the true basis for healing and medicine, which is respect for God's way of doing things and for God's intention.
Preservation of life, defense of life.
That's right.
And yet they're utilizing these things. And so I see that crowding out charity. You know, that's just one aspect of spirit that is abandoned when we say, oh, turn it over to the government. G. Edward Griffin was talking earlier about that we've turned our bodies over to the government. They assume ownership, and we behave as if they do own us, and that we are creatures or creations of government, not God.
Well, I have found that in a lot of talking about the more, how can I put it, holistic and natural approach that looks to the way things work together in nature for the ways of healing, the methods, the paths of healing that can actually work with the body's natural mechanism, understanding and working with things that strengthen the cells and things that are going to fight the cancers and things that are going to build the immune system and so forth. That mentality being abandoned, and in its place establishing a hierarchy that ends with a corporate existence that is really emphasizing money.
Yes.
Emphasizing a byproduct, not good enough in and of itself, like health, not respectful in and of itself of God's purpose for the body. You're then putting medical practitioners under a discipline that's disrespectful of what has been their age-old purpose. And I don't understand how the profession sustains its integrity when it has stepped away from the spiritual and moral authority that imbued it in the first place with the intention to do no harm and therefore to respect God's provision for the good of the whole.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. Listen, I'm just so thoroughly enjoying our time together. Alan Keyes is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm getting messages from my producer, and we're going to review those in just a moment. But we have, let's see. Oh, we're almost up on a break anyway. Stick with us. We got more powerful healing of a spiritual sense that is the basis for everything we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Alan Keyes. We'll find out what he's been up to and how you can learn more about him if you're new to Alan. It's amazing if you are, but it's okay. He's welcoming you in. And we've got a lot more to do. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. And we'll be back with more of Alan Keyes after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are here at the Red Pill Expo with Alan Keyes. And you know, it's funny when I was asking you, because I'd introduced folks and MC the event, and I said, you know, how do I refer to you as ambassador? You know, I don't want to. Yeah, I know that was under the Reagan administration, but a long time. You said, no, doctor's okay. I really had to work and earn that one.
That's true. If you have to use a title, I think that one is probably good.
But I think you also said, I'm not into titles of nobility.
Well, see, I think we shouldn't be as Americans. I mean, our way of life doesn't have government conferring titles or anybody conferring titles that are permanent and that require due deference, because at the end of the day, we are part of the sovereign body of the people, and that vocation of our citizenship puts us on the high level of one who participates in the deliberations of the sovereign.
Yeah.
It's as if we were part of the mind of the sovereign of the United States, and that's one of the reasons why I get so upset when all these people start interfering with our communications with one another. But I think that's part of the reason I think we need to maintain what is, in a way, and has been, that sense that we are all of us equal before God.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if we have titles, it's going to be titles that are related to the work we do along God's path of goodwill toward our country and toward one another, like father and like mother and like folks who are out there doing the chores that are necessary to preserve family and nation in our society.
So let me ask, because I over the past year, I understand now you've been working on something called I Am TV.
Well, I Am TV, that's IAM TV. It's initials for Independent American Media. We also worked hard to come up with it because it's I Am.
I like that.
And part of the premise of what we're doing is to overcome this effort to pretend that there's some requirement that when we act as citizens, we leave God out of it. That when we deal with the issues of our social life, we leave God out of it. And this whole idea that somehow this is some kind of strictly secular society that has no knowledge of God. That's not possible. because when we stepped on the scene, we justified the authority of the people to govern themselves, practically unheard of in human history before, and we justified it on the basis of an appeal to God. The original generation said that they had stepped forward to assume among the powers of the earth that station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them.
Yes.
So it was a direct appeal to God's authority. We then talk about our unalienable rights. Some people think that means the freedom to do what you please, but no. According to the words of the Declaration, our rights are endowed, filled with meaning and substance by God, and that the purpose of government is to secure the rights. Unalienable means that they are rights inseparable from our nature, so if we're denied them, or if we are denying them, we fall below the level God intended for our humanity. And finally, what everybody misses, they think that it's all about freedom. No. Right is all about right. It's about doing what's right according to the terms of God's endowment. So we stay in His will, and we do what His will. We follow the terms that His will require.
But we were granted freedom to choose to do other than that.
That's right. We have that freedom.
Right?
We can choose against Him. But the American people claimed their authority in the Declaration as the good people of the United States. So when acting in that capacity, they were acting on the assumption we're the people who are choosing and trying to do what's right according to God. And the purpose of government is to second the motion, to reinforce our efforts. Because, of course, people trying to do what's right will build farms, take care of their families. People who don't care about doing what's right will then come along and steal everything they've done and kill all the people so they can have what they have worked hard to develop. That kind of juxtaposition shows you what the government's function is supposed to be. It's supposed to second the motion of families and individuals who are working together in God's will to do right according to God, and to support them as they stand together in defense of what they achieve through that exercise of right which pleases God. And I think that was the conscious meaning of our claim of self-government, which at the end of the day is not about doing what we want. It's about having the power to make the decisions before God that will help our community and our nation. Having that authority, rather than putting it in the hands of some king or other potentate, because we are sworn together to follow God.
All right, so Alan Keyes, there's so many questions I want to ask you, and now they're calling me back to do a little bit of the end commentary. And I don't know if you have to run right away, otherwise I can come back and we can do more, or we'll have to do more another time. You have to tell me.
Well, I think we'll have to do more another time, because I was planning to be away a little earlier.
You hung out for me, and I'm
absolutely
so appreciative of it. So would you do me the honor and come back?
Even I surely
would. If
we're
not in the same place, we can do
surely
it.
Surely would. Surely would. Be glad to do it.
Yeah, and let my audience know as soon as we can when our interview will air on your show.
I will let you know
when
it's going to go up so you can share it with your folks.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to cut this short. We've got more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, but I've got to do something with the Red Pill Expo. I'll be back after the break. Thanks for being here. Power to Heal is yours.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. has surpassed 13 million with over 265,000 deaths. The first ever daily count of 200,000 new cases was recorded on Friday.
On ABC's This Week Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, warned of another surge in cases ahead.
We have to be careful now because there almost certainly is going to be an uptick because of what has happened with the travel. And it's just something that we have to deal with, that we likely will have an increase in cases.
Fauci also said he does not expect restrictions to be relaxed before the end of the year. New measures in L.A. County restricting most gatherings starts Monday. Non-essential businesses are allowed to stay open, but there is still no in-person dining. This is USA Radio News. Suicide bombings in Afghanistan Sunday have killed at least 34 people.
A suicide blast at the entrance of a military base in Ghazni province. According to local security officials, there was a military-style vehicle that was full of explosives and was detonated at the entrance of the public protection unit base in the Ghazni city, killing more than a couple of dozen security forces personnel. Then there was another attack that took place in the Zabul province, where there was a suicide blast on a convoy of the head of the provincial council.
Jazaib Walla reporting for France 24 in Islamabad. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The assassination of Iran's prominent and distinguished nuclear and defensive scientist is raising fears of reignited tensions across the Middle East. The Islamic Republic and Iran's president are blaming Israel for Friday's slaying and demanding definitive punishment of those responsible. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at the Red Pill Expo, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just finished up emceeing the event, and lo and behold, one of the most amazing women on the planet doing incredibly important work for many, many years. I've talked about her on the show for years. Ann Blake Tracy, and you might know her book, Prozac.
Panacea or Pandora.
Right. And so you have witnessed and have written about extensively about the dangers of these psychiatric medications, and it's an understatement to say so. When I mentioned it on stage that Peter Bregan had said that SSRIs are responsible for 500,000 deaths every year, what did you say Peter Bregan said about you?
Oh, he said that I know more about these drugs than 99 out of 100 psychiatrists.
Well, Why is it that you know about these drugs? I mean, who would want to know about these drugs? Obviously, going back for our new listeners, they don't know about how you got into this. And that's an important backstory.
The reason I know so much is because I've been studying these drugs for 30 years and working with people who've had serious adverse reactions to the medications. What I initially saw living in Utah, where most people, in the past anyway, did not drink, was overwhelming cravings for alcohol and people who'd never even touched alcohol before in their lives, mm-hmm. which I knew meant it was producing hypoglycemia. And in my opinion, hypoglycemia is the worst disease anybody can have. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking as a cancer survivor. So,
you know, when you did that and the stories that were being told, particularly that one young boy, that young man, and his dad in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What is that movie called, the documentary?
The documentary is called The Drugging of Our Children. It's by Gary Null.
Right.
And it is available online. In fact, if you go to our website at drugawareness.org, there is a link right on the front page to watch the entire movie.
Yes.
Or if you want to just see the only school shooter to ever speak out about what happened to him.
Just stunning.
You can just go to YouTube or go on our site, too, at drugawareness.org. On the front page, you'll find why I took a gun to school. And that's just a section out of the movie where he explains exactly what happened to him. As
what?
A 16-year-old farm boy who was finishing up his Eagle Scout Award through the Boy Scout program, mm-hmm. and preparing to go on a two-year mission for his church.
And the dad said, they never talked to us about nutrition. None of the doctors mentioned it at all. And to come up to the diagnosis of hypoglycemia, this is what I've been saying since the 90s, probably since I read your book, that, you know, as a homeopath as well, I dealt with that with Lycopodium and Iris. Those are the two key homeopathic remedies for hypoglycemia.
Oh,
and
really?
We saw that the violence visited, you know, these young people that were visiting such violence that was just out of the, you know, beyond out of the ordinary, of course. You know, you hear these stories, well, my kid was so fine and nice, and then something happened, something snapped. Now, when you are hypoglycemic, blood sugar drops precipitously. Higher functions of the brain are starved, and then the animal brain takes over, and it doesn't know right from wrong. It's just about, you know.
And it also kicks in adrenaline, which is your fight or flight hormone.
You combine
which
that.
Which is why 80% of those in prison for violent crime have been found to be hypoglycemic.
Exactly, exactly. Now,
so,
we also know, and I've written about it, thanks to my good buddy Chris Barr. He's known as Not a Doc. I think you might know him.
No, I don't.
Well,
he
speaks of you as well, and I want to talk about these SSRI things. Utilizing the 100% whole food form of chromium, the GTF chromium molecule, not polynicotinate, not picolinate, none of these chloride forms that are very fractionally active, if at all.
Right.
But in the whole food form, 100 micrograms, three, maybe a fourth dose a day, will very rapidly reverse the hypoglycemia and can even reverse type 2 diabetes because the vast majority of these situations are abject deficiencies of the chromium molecule. But having said that, I mean, I just throw that out because we have an opportunity to discuss, you know, these very real issues regarding these aberrant behaviors. Now, exacerbated by the SSRI drugs, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, there's Ed. We're going to get Ed on next in just a few minutes. So thank you. So we'll wrap up this hour with Ed Griffin. But the realization that, yes, it started as a deficiency of a mineral. But we have abject nutritional deficiencies across the board in the West because our food has been so debased that the soil's poison. So,
and the use of sugar has just skyrocketed.
Sugar, which is refined, all the minerals refined out of it, including the chromium. God put more chromium in sugar than any other substance. Why? Because he knew.
To counter.
Yes. So then you add into the mix that doctors don't look at nutrition. They say, oh, here, brain chemistry, serotonin. Let's give you the selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug. Good idea?
Right.
Bad idea?
Bad idea.
Bad idea. Yeah.
Worst thing you can do.
Yeah. So the reality is I don't think Does anybody not know how disastrous that drug category is yet?
A whole lot of people don't know.
It's apparent because there are, I think it's one of the most profitable drug categories even to this day, the psychiatric medications.
Yeah.
So you've been on, can I say, is it fair to say a crusade, or how would we describe what you've been doing for decades now?
Well, I've been trying to stop the nightmare that I see in our world that is the result of these drugs, the mothers killing their children, children killing their parents, mass shootings, school shootings. It's horrible. We didn't have these things before these drugs.
No, that wasn't the case. I even mentioned the fact you can see pictures from decades ago in America where school kids would have a rifle. They would bring to school, lean it up against the school shed or the school itself, go to school, come back. Nobody was shooting people.
No. When I was going to school, all the guys had in the back window of their
pickup trucks
had
their
guns.
Yeah.
We never.
So they're trying to demonize guns as if they're the cause of this violence. But what is it about the SSRIs that remove the governor on behavior? You know, if somebody has an idea because they're angry or depressed of suicide or homicide, most people would never act out on that.
Well, the drugs we know produce suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. But most people don't know what ideation means, and it means constant, ruminating, compulsive thoughts of killing. And I had one fellow who was an ex-military guy. He'd been in something like 15 years, and finally the VA talked him into trying an SSRI. He'd been avoiding it. But finally he agreed to take Zoloft. And within 3 days, he said, I wanted to die. And it's not like things were just horrible in my life and I just wanted to end it all. He said, I wanted to die like I wanted a new Ferrari.
Wow. Yeah.
He said, I didn't want to do it alone. I wanted all of my friends to get together and we'd all go together.
This is where the mass shootings come from. These delusions, these drugs.
That's it.
Yeah. And yet they're still out there. The FDA has not done anything but put maybe black box warning labels.
Yeah.
And yet if...
And then, of course, the drug companies, I'm sure, are the ones who've encouraged the doctors to say, don't worry about these warnings. It only happens to one or two on the planet, you know.
Just like they say
about
vaccine
injury. They
downplay
it like crazy. Exactly.
Same thing. They lie.
Exactly.
They're devoid of spirituality or connection with God, these doctors that would prescribe these medicines. I mean, there's no plausible way that they cannot know that. I'm talking about doctors now.
Well, they estimate about 75% of doctors and nurses now take these drugs themselves.
So they're on them.
Yeah. And the patients call them the I don't give a damn drugs. They care about nothing. In fact, a lot of them will come off of the drugs because they realize if their child got hit by a car, they could not react quickly enough to help their own child. Because they just don't care about anything.
Yeah, and the horrific stories we've heard of the past of moms killing their babies, their children.
Exactly.
Always on the medicines. How many of the shootings, in terms percentage-wise, since we've been hearing about them now for decades, have they found or suspected that the perpetrators were on any of these psychiatric medications?
I cannot think of one mass shooting where the drugs were not involved.
I would safely say over 90% because I don't know definitively, but
yeah.
So what can folks do? We've got a few minutes left with you, Ann, to support your efforts. To go to drugawareness.org, is that the best thing?
Go to drugawareness.org. You will find more information than you can find anywhere other than maybe my book. But I think I've just about rewritten the whole book in posts put on our site. So.
Yes, I imagine so. And in your presentation, for those of you who weren't here at the Red Pill Expo, Red Pill University will be having the lecture that you gave, the talk you gave with the video embeds in there available, but
good.
I'm sure a lot of that information is available at drugawareness.org.
It is.
Yeah. What else can folks do to support your efforts? Because you talk
warn their neighbors. My gosh, if there's ever been an instance in the history of the world where you need desperately to be your neighbor's keeper, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like you heard Mark Taylor, the Columbine survivor, say, you know, these drugs are dangerous for those who take them, but also for those who associate with those who take them, because they don't come with a meter reader on their forehead that will flash toxic, toxic, toxic
right.
when you
if
you hit that
yeah.
level,
yeah.
you know, it's a chemical reaction. So it's gonna, when it hits, it's gonna hit. There's so little warning, if anything, mm-hmm. that you need to warn them.
Yeah, I think when we talk about danger in schools, I don't know. I mean, I'm not into violating medical privacy, but good Lord, I want to know if kids are on these things because they're out
oh,
of
yeah.
control when that happens. You don't know which one is or when. And Blake
exactly.
Tracy, drugawareness.org. God bless you. Thank you for all that you do. And please support her efforts. Go to drugawareness.org. And we'll be back with G. Edward Griffin from the Red Pill Expo to wrap up the hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So excited. What an hour between Alan Keyes and Blake Tracy and now G. Edward Griffin, the man. He put this together, the Red Pill Expo, and he invited me to, I don't know if I'll ever get invited back after what happened.
Oh, you will. You will.
You think? All right.
I think.
Ed, you're amazing, and, you know, just putting it on is like the tenacity you have to just, like, you know, you've written your books, you know, people know you're like, you don't have to do this. Why? You're driven. 88, we sang happy birthday the other day to you, and you're just, yeah. I'm so impressed.
Well, thank you. Well, yes, I do have to do this. I have to do this. This is why I wrote the book. I had to write the book. Everything I've done since I was about 26, I guess, are things that I had to do. Something inside me just says, hey, brother, you got this information. It's important for every aspect of your life, not your life, but everybody else's too. What are you going to do? Just go back to the corporate world and say, well, how much money am I going to make? No, you have to do these things.
Well, you're driven by a mission. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And I see this. This man has been on this planet 88 years and is going so strong. Like, you know, I've talked about my mom. She's 85. She's on no drugs.
Great.
She just rocks it. She goes out dancing. If you don't have a passion for life, a mission, a reason for being, of course, the body doesn't follow like it's following for you. Spirit's flowing through you. You're doing amazing work. And this is like, beyond the books and everything, the legacy that will continue to pay off for our posterity. We talked about that this weekend. People were talking about, why do we do this if it's not for us or it's our kids? What about their grandkids and even further down the line?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. It sort of goes back to that big unanswerable question that people start asking at some point in their lives, usually after teenage years, but sometimes much later. And the question is, what's it all about? Why am I here? What's the purpose that I, what's my, why am I here? You know? And the older you get, the louder that question becomes, you know? Because you kind of think subconsciously, well, when you finally come to the end of this train ride, you know, and somebody issues you a report card, how did you do on the train? And you want good grades, right? But wait a minute, what are the studies? What am I supposed to be doing? So you've got to deal with that question. And you know at some point, because you feel that impulse to just do something, and even sometimes is at great cost. It's not to your benefit at all.
No. I mean, when I decided to do this radio show, I mean,
it was the joy of doing it and empowering people in a broad way. But there were a lot of folks that would throw money at me to promote things that would not be empowering to people.
Right.
And I couldn't do that. It was not
perfect example. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so to find your bliss in life, whatever that may be, everybody's got a different mission. It can align. It can support one another as well. And there was such a diversity of people here.
Well, that's part of our formula.
Yeah.
It sounds like I invented the formula, but I didn't. I discovered the formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we decided to do the Red Pill Expo, we weren't quite sure all of the aspects of that.
Mm-hmm.
All we knew is that it was intriguing, it was sort of popular, and we knew that it had the basic theme of illusion versus reality.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good enough. Let's go for that. Because everybody can think of many aspects of their lives where they discovered that something very important to them that they believed in was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take the red pill,
right?
And now they see life the way it really is. And we decided to do that. It worked fine. But as we were doing it, we discovered that this was a vehicle that was bringing together people of all persuasions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they wouldn't even agree with each other. Might be, under some conditions, even a little hostile to each other.
Mm-hmm.
On other issues.
But they came together here.
They came together here because our common theme is illusion versus reality.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath that, the only other thing that we have in common is that we always recognize that the basic thing stopping us from realizing reality or realizing our dreams the way we really want reality to be is to get the government off our bloody backs.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pursue our dreams, so long as we're not hurting anybody else,
right,
and not injuring anybody else. And so that is common to everybody. After that, people can disagree and will disagree a lot of things.
But it was a wonderful group. I will say also another G word, God.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it this way because a couple that came, mm-hmm, and I'll say they're elderly, probably the 60s maybe, mm-hmm, they told me, they said, I heard God mentioned more at this event than I hear in church.
Well, that's true. Now, isn't it interesting that I've heard some comments of people that thought that was too much.
Too much. Well,
yeah.
But they made it through the end, and
yeah,
I appreciated that spirit was flowing.
Yeah, well, I do too. But their comment was, well, this is not a church, is it? I said, well, no.
But everywhere we go, spirit must flow, and
of course,
you're helping us to do that. And I can't wait for the next Red Pill Expo. If I'm invited back, I'll try to find a way to be here.
Well, you better be here. We're counting on it.
Oh, that's G. Edward Griffin. You know he's written so many great books, Creature from Jekyll Island, World Without Cancer. And I'll see Ty Bollinger next week in Florida, Orlando. He was at one of these in Montana a few years ago. And I appreciate y'all being here. Remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.